Well, let's waste no additional time, and let's bring in the young man that has been a leader on this Trailblazers team from the day that he set foot here in Portland, and I think we're all happy to say he's going to continue to be a leader for a long time to come. It's Brandon Roy. B-Roy, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing terrific as well. Tell us, first of all, well, I was going to tell you, first of all, that as great as you were at the press conference on Friday as you normally are, I thought Brandon Jr. really was the highlight of the entire day.
Yeah, he was. You know, I watched a number of press conferences when players had their kids, and usually they're quiet. You know, the kids don't say anything, but BJ's not the shy type. He's up there, he's playing with his cars, and he wants to grab the mic, and I think he enjoyed it. You know, it was a great day for not only me, but my entire family, so I was happy that they were able to be there.
You know, Brandon, obviously you talk about how it was a great day for you and your family. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, you've been through a lot in your short 3 years in the NBA, an all-star and every other accolade that you've been through, been in the playoffs. But this was the first time you went through the experience. What did you learn from the experience?
Well, you know, the biggest difference is when you play basketball, you know, you go out there and you can control your own destiny. You know, you're not really negotiating with anybody. You're playing. And I think when it came down to negotiations, you know, I was in an unfamiliar position because I'm used to just going out playing basketball. I never concentrated on, you know, what I should get or what I deserve. You know, I'm more of a wee guy, and it put me in an awkward spot. But you know, going through it, I learned that, you know, I don't like to use the word, it's a business, but it is a process, and it's something that takes time to have to be worked out. And, you know, my first couple of weeks, you know, I'm excited. I want to get it done. I want to be a trailblazer, and it didn't happen that way. And I was a little disappointed, but as I went through the process and talked to a number of different people, you know, I seen that, hey, it worked out. I'm extremely happy. You know, I'm happy that the organization, it feels good about the deal, and we're just looking forward to moving forward.
What was it helpful to you, B, even though you were going through that anxiety at times? Was it helpful to know that not only did you all along want to stay here in Portland, but that you had to have a very good feeling that the Blazers all along wanted you to continue to be here, and maybe that those feelings from each side would ultimately get some kind of a deal done to everybody's satisfaction?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the biggest thing that any player wants is, you know, you not only want the big deal, but you want, you know, not only the organization, but you want fans to be happy with what you got and your worth. And I think that's what we eventually got to with the organization. I knew they wanted me. They knew I wanted to be here. But just to hear, you know, all the fans around Portland who was like, you know, let's sign Roy, let's sign Roy, that really made me feel good, and it made me feel appreciated. So I think the organization felt the same way. So, you know, when the deal was finally inked and done, you know, just to see the smiles on, you know, KP's face, and I talked to Mr. Allen, and just to see how happy that they were to have me here for long term really, really made me feel good, and it makes me want to go out and continue to work even harder to try to bring the city a championship.
Brandon Roy with us on Trailblazers Courtside. We understand on the TV side of things, we're having a little technical difficulty with the phone. I think we're hearing Brandon clear as can be on the radio side and on the website, so we'll continue to work on things for UTV folks. But Brian Wheeler, Kenny Vance with Brandon. KV?
Hey, Brandon, now the attention turns to LaMarcus Aldridge. Have you talked to LaMarcus, and how's he holding up through this process?
You know, LaMarcus, you know, I talked to him the day after I signed. He had called and said congratulations, and we talked for a quick second. And it sounded like he was in really great spirits. You know, I think he knows how important he is to this organization. And, you know, I think, you know, I stressed it enough how important he not only is to the organization, but just to my success. You know, he's been here since I come into this league, and it's like, you know, we've kind of grown together. So I think it's, for me, it's very important that we get him signed. But the good thing about it is he was in very good spirits. You know, I didn't sense any you know, feeling down about him at all. You know, LaMarcus is a strong-willed guy, and I think that he's had a chance to watch my situation, so it's helped him out a lot. So I think, you know, he'll be signed, and hopefully it's soon, so that way we can get him on board and getting guys back in early so we can start moving forward.
B, you were talking at the press conference about the fact that the offseason for you has been kind of a combination of rest. You've just started kind of working back out again in a little bit more of a serious manner. I know you were talking about wanting to come in at a little lighter weight than you were for last year's preseason. What all are you hoping to accomplish now in the latter part of this month and then into September as you get ready for the preseason?
Well, yeah, you know, the prior months, you know, I was working out, but it was more like biking, walking hills, swimming, you know, things away from basketball just to kind of get my mind off of hoop and just focus on getting my body weight down before I start playing again. But as of this last week, I've been, you know, playing basketball again. It's starting to gear back up. You know, I'm working on a number of different things. You know, the funny thing about it is, you know, I always talk to different coaches, and I ask them, like, you know, what was your scouting report on me? And, you know, they'll tell me the good and the bad, and I like to work on the things that they said they didn't feel I was strong at. You know, so a big thing I'm working on this summer is going right and doing it at a high level to where people, you know, don't say, oh, Roy only goes left. You know, I'm going to continue to have that in my game, but I want to be able to go right just as well to try to make myself even more of a complete as a player. But now it's just back hooping. I'm playing pickup and just getting back into the flow of things.
Hey, Brandon, the Blazers obviously talked to Hedo Turkoglu during the offseason. They made the offer to the restricted free agent Paul Millsap, and eventually they signed Andre Miller. Did they end up getting the right guy?
Yeah, I think they got the right guy. Me and KP talked about Andre Miller the day after the Houston series, and, you know, we both were really high on him. And, you know, as the offseason, you know, progressed, you know, I think, you know, Andre was a guy they always wanted, but Hedo was a guy that, you know, a lot of people were after, so they had to try to see if that they can make that work. But, you know, I feel like the best fit is a guy who wanted to be here, and that was Andre Miller. Not only is he a talented player, he's a, you know, a crafty point guard, a veteran. He's going to bring a lot of those things to our team. But the biggest thing is he wanted to be in Portland, and that's what we have on this team. We have a bunch of guys who want to be here who want to be a part of this organization, a part of the city, and I think that Andre Miller is the perfect guy for that. And I think he's going to do a great job of helping me lead and helping LaMarcus lead and help making Greg a better player. So we're definitely excited to have him.
You know, the folks that weren't sure if Andre would be a good fit for the Blazers would always say things like, well, you know, he's used to having the ball in his hands. Well, what's going to happen in the fourth quarter? You know, Brandon's used to having the ball in his hands in that quarter. You know, how are these two guys going to coexist? How do you see, you know, there's already been some talk that maybe, you know, Steve would be a better fit when you're on the floor, at least at the start of the game, and that Andre might be a better fit for that second unit. But obviously the Blazers didn't pay Andre Miller the contract that they did to have him not be out there, at least at certain times, with you on the court as well. So how do you see you guys coexisting on the court at the same time? What do you see? I know you wanted somebody that was a veteran that could come in and help you lead a little bit, but in terms of maybe taking some of the ball handling responsibilities away from you, are you okay with that? Is that something you would like to see Andre be able to provide?
Yeah, I think I thought it was great because, you know, the NBA season is long, and I mean, there's a lot of talented teams out there, and I think the biggest thing that the organization wanted to do was take some of the pounding and the day-to-day pressure off me hounding the basketball. And they felt like Andre Miller was the perfect fit for that because, you know, there were times you played with Andre Iguodala and Andre would bring the ball up or Andre would initiate the offense. So he's more than comfortable playing off the ball. You know, he just doesn't do it in a jump-shooting manner that Blake does from the corner or from the top of the key. But he's still very capable of being on the floor even if I have the ball. And at the same time, I like to challenge myself and, you know, with him with the ball, I want to be able to run the floor, get out on breaks. I want to, you know, get some backdoor cuts. I know he's really good at making those backdoor passes. And a big thing I'm going to work on is to continue to shoot the three ball. So I'm excited to play with him. You know, I'm excited for the challenge of playing with a big-time guard like him and just getting that chemistry. I think once we built that chemistry, you know, I think our backcourt will be even stronger, especially with being able to play with Blake and Rudy and just the different lineups we can throw at team. I think it's going to be great. So our biggest thing has always been is never who starts games. It's about who's out there to help finish and win games for us.
Hey, Brandon, have you talked to Martell Webster, and what are you hearing from him about his rehab this summer?
Yeah, you know, I talk to Martell a lot. You know, I've been going to the practice facility, and he usually comes in about an hour after I do, and he starts his workout. And Martell's excited, you know, and I think that the biggest thing is he's getting really antsy to get back out there and to get involved. And I think it's important that, you know, us as teammates, you know, make him understand that he is important to the team. He's important to his organization. And, you know, when you sit out for a full year, there's that chance where you start to feel like, hey, you know, the guys are moving on without me. And that's not the case. Martell's going to, you know, help, you know, take our team to that next level. And we just can't wait till he's able to get back on the floor and put this injury behind him. I mean, Martell's 22 years old. I mean, he's still a really young guy. And I think he would be, you know, only a senior in college. So he just has to be patient and understand that he's a big part of this team. And we're going to really need him this season.
B, we've been hearing some really good reports, as I'm sure you have as well, about Greg's progress here in the offseason. all the work that he's been doing, not only with assistant Bill Baino, but also with strength and conditioning coach Bobby Medina. And it seems like his mindset is very positive, that he's very much looking forward to his second season. How much can the development for him, just taking his game to a new level, getting staying on the court more often, not getting into foul trouble, how much can just his progress mean in terms of you guys as a whole taking the steps forward you want to as a team?
Oh, Greg's progress, you know, that can be huge. I mean, I think it's no secret. Greg answers a lot of questions or doubts that people may have about our team going forward. You know, if he comes back and he's in good shape, I mean, he answers the rebounding question. He helps with defense. And offensively, you know, just being able to provide that guy who can crash the glass and the guy who could throw it into the post and get you easier baskets. I mean, Greg's, you know, his upside, I feel, is tremendous. And, you know, I've always been really, really, really big on Greg. So we're excited that he's playing basketball. He's enjoying it. And I think that's the biggest thing with Greg, is that he's playing and he's having fun. And he's not feeling so much pressure. So I think this year is going to be a really big year for him. But more than anything, we just want to have fun and be the player that we know he's capable of.
Last question, B. Obviously, September, when it comes around here in Portland, you guys have been probably as diligent as any team in the NBA in terms of getting back even – well before the start of training camp, getting in some pickup games and, you know, getting everybody back together and working together and so forth. When do you anticipate coming back here and trying to get the guys in to get some of those pickup games started before you get to training camp in earnest?
Well, I feel like it's going to be the same thing. You know, I felt when we first came in my rookie season and we had guys in early, and you know, I thought that was really good because we had a lot of new faces and it was much needed. But, you know, we continue to do it every summer. And if you look at our wins and how this team's progressed, it's worked for us. So we feel like, you know, our goal is to try to get guys in early September, maybe even late August. You know, I know guys are excited to get back and can't wait to start working out. And, you know, the great thing about this team is it's not a chore to call guys and say, hey, you want to come back a little early. You know, guys are like, hey, B, when are we coming back? When are guys going to be back so we can start playing? So for me, it's exciting. You know, I know guys want to hurry up and get in and get to working out, but, you know, we want to, you know, make sure we stay relaxed, and you never want to peak in September. So we just want to come back in and hopefully get some work in early September. You know, maybe in late August, I'll start calling guys and just seeing how they're doing and seeing when they're ready to get back in the gym.
Well, B, congratulations on the contract extension. We're more than thrilled that you're going to be a Trailblazer for a long time. We're proud of you, and enjoy the next few weeks, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here full-time, probably, if not the end of this month, first part of next.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it, guys.
Thank you, B.
Thank you.
Brandon Roy.